From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. NPR has learned that Supreme Court Justice David Souter is planning to retire at the end of the court's current term. The court has completed hearing oral arguments for the year and will be issuing rulings and opinions until the end of June. Justice Souter is expected to remain on the bench until a successor has been chosen and confirmed, which may or may not be accomplished before the court reconvenes in October. Joining us to talk about what she has learned is NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. And Nina, David Souter is not even close to being the oldest of the nine justices, and as far as we know, he's in good health. Why is he leaving?
Because he wants to. He's virtually been shouting from the rooftops for the last more than a year that he wanted to leave. And he'd made it pretty clear to friends that if a Democrat were elected, he would retire. And I'm assuming here that there is one justice, Justice John Paul Stevens, who's just turned 89, and that the two of them had a rather candid conversation. When are you going to go, John? When are you going to go, David? And mm-hmm. that John Stevens said, I'm not going right now. He's happy. He loves the job. But David Souter doesn't like Washington, doesn't like serving on this court particularly, and he wants to go home to New Hampshire.
We should point out that while he was waiting for a Democratic president, you say, he was appointed by a Republican president.
He was appointed by a Republican president, and in another era, he might have been considered a sort of a centrist on the court. Certainly, the first President Bush thought he was appointing a conservative, and he got what we all thought was going to be somebody pretty moderate, but who ended up being on the liberal wing of the court.
Now, this will, of course, be the first appointment, the first vacancy on the Supreme Court for President Obama to fill, as if he needed something else on his plate to do. Will this catch the White House unawares?
No. The White House, I'm confident, knows about this. And because Justice Ginsburg was operated on for pancreatic cancer just a couple of months ago, the White House certainly had a wake-up call and has a list of people that it's been working on. So it has, presumably, a list and probably a short list because they had to think about that, even though Justice Ginsburg turns out to be in there's every reason to think that she's going to be fine, and she gives no indication of leaving the court. So I would imagine the White House is already working on this.
So with all the provisos about what we don't know here, how might this change the philosophical balance of a very closely divided court for Justice Souter to leave and an Obama appointee to take his place?
It won't. Justice Souter, as I said, is on the liberal wing of the court, and those justices, for the most part, are in the minority on a 5-4 court that's dominated by conservatives, including two very young, new conservatives appointed by the last President Bush, and they, for the foreseeable future anyway, will have the upper hand in most cases.
You know, what do we know, or what do we think we know, about the people President Obama is likely to choose to succeed Souter on the Supreme Court?
Well, I think we can be pretty sure he's going to pick a woman. Not only did he win the presidency with heavy support from women, but there is only one woman on the court, and that is Justice Ginsburg, and she's made very clear that she's lonely. And the other woman who served on the court, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, never misses an opportunity to say that she is aggrieved by the notion that she was not replaced by a woman, and that we have that women are the majority of the population, and yet only 1/9 of the Supreme Court. So you can be pretty sure that President Obama is going to pick a woman.
Any specific names that people talk about?
Well, you know, the most common name that we heard was Elena Kagan, the new Solicitor General, but it may be a little too early for her. Other names are federal judges you never heard of. Sonia Sotomayor on the Second Circuit in New York, Diane Wood from Illinois, who knows President Obama mm-hmm. from when they both served on at the University of Chicago Law School as professors.
Nina, thank you.
Thank you, Robert. NPR
Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg on the news that Supreme Court Justice David Souter is going to retire at the end of this session.